Improving federal cybersecurity is the goal of a new effort that combines input from government and industry leaders. ACT-IAC is collecting responses from agencies, industry, and academia on 8 major challenges. The responses go into a report that will go to the Office of Management and Budget late next month. Public comment period ends August 28th. Mike Howell is Vice President at Large of ACT and Deputy Program Manager at the Information Sharing Environment. Mike, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon. Was the OPM cyber breach the driver of this? Was there any other particular event that caused you and your colleagues in ACT and your counterparts in industry through the Industry Advisory Council to want to do this? Or is this something that has been in the works for a long time? Thanks for your time today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to speak with you, Francis. I'd say the OPM incident was certainly a motivator, a catalyst, but it was not the only incident. And we wouldn't be doing this if probably it was the only incident that had occurred. This is the result of a realization that there's been multiple instances over many years of just challenges with keeping up with the cyber threats the government's facing and the need to really up our game and become more effective collectively across the government in combating those threats. So I'd say the OPM breach might have been the straw that broke the camel's back, but we were thinking about this anyway because of so many incidents happening all the time.
What kind of ideas are you looking for, and how would you like them presented to you?
Well, we're particularly looking for things that are not the same old, same old. If we just tell people to do more of what they've already been told to do the same way they've been doing it, we don't expect we'll likely see better results. We're really looking for innovative, creative new solutions to these deep-rooted, sometimes long-standing problems. And the way we'd like those to be provided is for people to go up on the ACT-IAC site. There's an idea scale site being used right now to solicit input. And there's 8 particular questions that are being asked that are focused in the areas of the greatest concern and the greatest need for improvement.
How did you decide the 8 that you wanted to focus on? I mean, I imagine you could have chosen any number of different focus areas. How did you narrow it down to the ones that you chose?
It's a good question. There is a universe, potentially, of questions related to cybersecurity. And these 8 were chosen because of a combination of longstanding, deep-rooted challenges, some of the things related to implementing the fundamentals, for instance, as well as being responsive to new and emerging threats and patterns of activity that we just have to respond to more effectively.
We'll put a link to the IdeaScale site at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon so people can find it easily. Now, I'm looking at it right now, and the current challenges, the 8 areas that you have listed, are some of them ones that one would think would be included here: building effective security into acquisition, solving the talent search, adopting a threat-aware proactive defense. There are some others that didn't strike me as you said earlier, the same old, same old. Breach to response acceleration, how you address time lags, And I think the most encouraging one is addressing cyber fundamentals. I keep hearing from cyber experts, Mike, that the most basic hygiene and protective steps, not clicking phishing emails and stuff like that, solves the vast majority of breach problems. Is that what you're starting to hear or what you're hearing through the responses you've gotten so far?
Yeah, the fundamentals are, as they sound, foundational, fundamental. You can't get sophisticated and advanced if you're leaving the basics unattended. And we keep seeing these reports year over year where known vulnerabilities with known solutions are exploited successfully to result in data breaches and disruption of services. So foundationally, that one question is intended to get at what's the root cause of why it seems to be so hard to implement known solutions to known problems. But that's just the one dimension of the fundamentals. When you talk about the breach to response acceleration, there's actually several questions that are around accelerating the detection, the response, and the effectiveness of those responses that include the threat-aware proactive defense, as you mentioned, and also the sharing of threat intelligence. So this is really looking at the technical operational excellence of detect and response and mitigate attempts on breach.
What I like about the format that you're doing here is I can click on any one of these challenges and I can see the ideas and concepts that people have already submitted. And I hope what that leads to for you is a cohort of different ideas instead of 10 people all submitting the same thing. I imagine that was the point of it. Are there any one of these eight that you think are more important or that you are more desirous of seeing responses to or anything like that? Or are they all in the basket and whatever you get, you're going to be happy with?
We are really seeking a broad base of input across all eight of those areas because we believe they are all important. And the other feature of the site that I would highlight for people is we definitely want people to add new ideas to review each other and vote on the ones that are up there so we can get a sense where the community thinks the most valuable ideas are. And we're really encouraging a social dialogue, open approach to getting the best ideas we can. We're going to sieve through those and sort them into the final product later. So obviously, the more good ideas we get at the front end, hopefully through activities like this interview, the more fodder we will have for producing a better report that's more useful to people at the end.
And I note that you have in bold on this page, information about specific company products and services is not being requested and will not be included in the final report. And I imagine that's to the goal of that is to drive participation by industry as well as government. You want everybody to jump in the pool, right?
Absolutely, but there's a key point on that. This is not a market development or product sales opportunity. In the ACT IACT world, we have a lot of companies that participate with good ideas, but not in the form of trying to sell us something.
You work, obviously, at the information sharing environment, and sharing threat intelligence is right at the middle of what you do. From your perspective, what's the major challenge with sharing information in an effort like you're about to do here as far as getting information, talking about it through an effort like this?
Well, there's a couple things that kind of hold people back. Sometimes people are a little reluctant to have things attributed to them. We're not going to be citing individual sources of information in the final report, so if people are worried about that. In the cyber threat information sharing arena, particularly between the federal government and the private sector, as you can see with things like pending legislation, things like liability protection, confidentiality, are really important to incentivize people to share useful threat intelligence with each other for the collective good of everybody that does it.
What do you hope you're able to present to Tony Scott and the CIO Council at the end of September that will generate some friction, that will generate some usage rather than just here's another report and it's going to go on a shelf in Tony's office and that's the end of it?
So we're hoping that we'll be able to produce some things that are complementary to the 30-day sprint that he put into effect, that build on it and extend it. We're hoping that we will produce actionable, practical, useful ideas that people could take and implement realistically and make improvements in their program effectiveness.